is good.
There was a basketball player that told me that he used an acrostic of the word was bear, and it told him how to hold his hand, how to shoot, how to make sure his follow-through and everything he had was right. And he did that acrostic, which is the first letter of the directions, and it usually makes a word. Well, I'm going to share an acrostic with you this morning.
My message to you this morning is walking in the joy of the Lord.
And I'm not going to preach this morning. How many of you ever heard of a fireside chat? Yeah. In a few minutes, I'm going to sit down after I read the scripture, and we're going to have a fireside chat. Okay? From the Word of God, but it's going to be a fireside chat.
Let's look at the acrostic. The acrostic is Jesus, others, and you. It spells out what?
Joy.
How many of you have heard that before at some time?
Okay. I grew up on it, so I heard it all my life. But I don't think we totally understand the acrostic. I'm going to try to give you, just sit here and talk about the acrostic a few minutes with you, and to use it in a certain way so that hopefully you will know how to use the acrostic. Not just have it, but use it in your personal life. So I want you to turn with me to Luke chapter 10, verse 25. I have no notes this morning at all, because I told you I'm just going to talk with you from the heart. Luke chapter 10, verse 25. On one occasion, an expert in the law stood up to test Jesus. "Teacher," he said, "what must I do to inherit eternal life?" "What is written in the law?" he replied. "How do you read it?" The man answered, "Love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your strength and with all your mind, and love your neighbor as yourself." "You have answered correctly," Jesus said. "Do this and you will live." But he wanted to justify himself, so he asked Jesus, "And who is my neighbor?" So Jesus replied, "A man was going down from Jerusalem to Jericho when he was attacked by robbers. They stripped him of the clothes that he had and beat him and went away, leaving him half dead. A priest happening to be going down the road, and when he saw the man, he passed by on the other side. So to a Levite, when he came to the place and saw the man, he passed by on the other side." By the way, a Levite is from the Levite tribe, which is the priestly tribe. So most religious people of the day. But a Samaritan, as he traveled, came where the man was. And when he saw him, he took pity on him. He went to him and bandaged his wounds, pouring on oil and wine. Then he put the man on his own donkey, brought him to an inn, took care of him. The next day he took out 2 denarii and gave them to the innkeeper. "Look after him," he said. "And when I return, I will reimburse you for the extra expense you have given." Which of these three do you think was a neighbor to the man who fell into the hands of robbers? The expert in the law.